Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're listening to the Bow Hunter Planet Podcast, your gateway to the wonderful world of archery and bow hunting. The Bow Hunter Planet Podcast would like to thank our outdoor partners for their support. It's because of these companies we can keep this show educating, entertaining, and growing the archery heritage. Please check out these partners' links in the description of this podcast. Now, your hosts, Tim and Dave. Enjoy the show.
Hey guys, welcome to the Bow Hunter Planet Podcast. My friend Brian is on from 10 Point Crossbows. They just launched today, and we want to have him on. He's actually hunting, so this is actually kind of funny and exciting because you're still hunting, so it's kind of cool. But we asked if he could just do a quick podcast with us to kind of talk to you guys about what is new with 10 Point today. They've launched the fastest crossbow in the world today, and the video you guys sent me showing this thing shooting at 509 is absolutely incredible. Obviously, it might be a little bit of change there, depending on what chronograph you use, but that is absolutely incredible. So, Brian, tell us, how did this come to be? This is absolutely amazing.
Yeah, so first, Dave, thanks for having me on. I'm always excited to launch a new product to your audience, you know, the hardcore bow hunters at Bow Hunter Planet. So, like you said, out here on location, I got one more sit left tonight, so we'll see if we can't come through in the clutch with this, but every year I talk to our product team and our engineers, and I'm always like, wow, how are you guys going to top what we did last year? And as you can see, every single year they figure it out and we bring out something, you know, taking it to the next level. And this year that's our Nitro 505. So, you know, people have seen the chronograph videos out there. This bow with a 400 grain arrow is shooting really in excess of 505 feet per second. As you mentioned, now you have the chronograph set up, may get a couple different readings, but it's consistently above 505 feet per second. And really, it's our most tested crossbow design that we've ever had. So it's got over 25,000 shots on it. So one thing, obviously, wow, with 10 Point is that the durability at high shot counts, right? Because, you know, we're not about bringing out a bow. You can shoot a couple times, you get the speed, you get the accuracy. But over the long course of, you know, hundreds of shots, thousands of shots, we want to be able to duplicate that speed, duplicate that accuracy. And so our engineers really took a ground up approach with this crossbow. It's built on one of our proven platforms that we've had in the past before, but all the major components are really designed to handle the horsepower of 505 feet per second. So you're looking at a new cam system. It's got deeper cable grooves. The string and cables have an added four strands to them. You have a cocking strap and our AccuSlide, which is a new strap that's built to handle up to 2,000 pounds of force. You have beefed up limbs. You have a beefed up barrel. So like I said, from the ground up, this is not just a bow that we wanted to shoot faster to get to 500 feet per second. It's a bow that we designed to be able to handle that horsepower and have the durability that, you know, people have come to count on from 10 Point.
Yeah, this bow is absolutely incredible. And I'm really excited about it for you guys because, you know, when we come to this type of speed, I know that like if 10 Point launched this bow, it's good to go. And that makes me feel really well, like really well, knowing that I would absolutely use this bow in the field without fear because you guys did this. And I know it's going to be amazing. So this is the Moss Green.
That's the Moss Green. And as you're talking about the testing and design, I mean, that's one of the things we've always really prided ourselves on. You know, we have a 10-man engineering team that is really headed up by our CEO, Rick Bednar, who's been in the archery industry. Jeez, I don't know how long now. 10 Point's been around for 28, 29 years. But so, I mean, he's hands-on with those engineers. He meets with them every day. So when you're talking about design and testing and making sure that it's a product that we can bring to market that's going to be reliable and durable, I mean, he wouldn't have it any other way. So we're certainly really, really excited, and we're confident in the design and testing phase of this crossbow.
Let's talk about price real quick. So people just assume this thing's going to cost like $4,000 or $5,000, but that's not true. And that one you're holding there, my understanding is that's $3,050 MSRP.
That's correct. So this 9505 that I have is a green. So that's a new color. It's available in moss green with the black marksman, or in camo with the camo Evo X marksman scope. And as you mentioned, Dave, that starts at $3,000. So it's not, you know, it's not drastically outpriced compared to high-end crossbows right now. And so that's at $3,000. And then we also are offering it with two range-finding scope options. One would be the Burris Oracle X scope, and then one would be the Garmin Zero X1i scope. So obviously when you add the range-finding scopes in there, the price of that package goes up. But we really feel that we wanted to give consumers a couple different options when you get to our flagship bow.
Absolutely. I'm so excited that you guys put the Burris Oracle on this, because I can't even begin to tell people how exciting that scope is and what it can actually do with range finding and scoping. The Garmin we know is a great one. It's been around a while, but a lot of people didn't know about the Oracle from Burris, and the Burris one's actually a lot lower cost. And this gives people an option to get this thing on their bow. And what you guys, I mean, you're getting it set up. It's not even that much more to put this thing on there. So it's like amazing.
Yeah. So the option, the package with the Burris is right at like $3,700. And yep. Then you jump up to $4,600 with the Garmin Zero scope. So again, like I said, at our flagship bow, we have multiple scope options and multiple range finding options, which is really what we've always went for, right? We like to give consumers options at different price points, and within those price points, give them different package options. So, I can't tell you how excited we are about this crossbow, about the results that we've been seeing. It's just unbelievable.
And yeah, the ability, it's really cool, man.
The ability to handle that speed with the parts and stuff that we've built. It's certainly, you know, when we're taking this bow to dealers, they're blown away by it. When people shoot this bow, they're blown away. I mean, you see the chronograph readings, and it's consistently over 505 feet per second. And if you want to shoot a heavier arrow, like out of our center punch arrow, which weighs 445 grains, you're getting 485 feet per second still. So wow. It's certainly built for that top end speed.
That's amazing. So what else is new? What else did you guys launch this year that you can talk about?
Yeah, sure. So like I said, that was the flagship. But one of the reasons I'm excited about this lineup as much as I am is because I think top to bottom, the offerings that we have, it's just giving consumers more options at different price points. And it's really, we're looking to be that high end bow in whatever price point that crossbow is at, if that makes sense. So let me grab our next one for you. It's going to be the Turbo S1. So the Turbo S1, you know, this is the most affordable high end crossbow. It's at $1,299 for price point. And basically when you're looking at how short it is, how safe it is with our AccuSlide, which we can get into in a minute, and how fast it's shooting and the scope that it has, I mean, there's nothing else on the market at $1,299. It's really going to reset what people expect when they spend $1,200-$1,300 on a crossbow. So the Turbo, and this is our new camo actually too. This is a new 10 point exclusive camo. It's called the Vectra.
Ooh, Vectra camo, I like that. That's cool. Wow, that's so a this really bow is cool camo.
Yeah, we've been working on this for a couple of years. So
wow,
we think that it'll sell really well with that camo. But this bow is 31 inches long.
Looks great. This is at 390 feet per second?
Yep, shooting 390 feet per second. And then it's got our AccuSlide. That AccuSlide cocking and decocking system. So again, as I mentioned, the shortness of it, the speed of it, the safety of it. And then also at $1,299, we've got our Rangemaster Pro scope, which is a variable speed scope as well.
That's a cool rail system that holds it too. It looks awesome, all those cutouts.
So let me cock this for you too. And I can show you the width of it. And again, when you're talking about our AccuSlide, we're talking about safety cocking, silent cocking and safety cocking. So again, when you're talking about the safety side of it, if my hand would slip from that handle, you know, like this morning I was freezing in the ground blind, right? My hands are freezing. If that slips off, nothing happens, right? It just stops in its place. It doesn't dry fire. It doesn't damage it. You know, the handle doesn't spin and knock off your scope or cut off your thumb or whatever it may be. So it's safe. It stops in its place.
So awesome. That thing works so great.
Okay, so this bow is 7.2 inches wide when it's cocked.
Wow.
Let me adjust that camera again for you.
Wow.
So 7.2 inches when cocked, shooting 390 feet per second, which I believe you mentioned.
Wow. That's a great looking bow.
At $1,299, that's a pretty good package at $1,299. Again, kind of resetting that bar of what a high-end crossbow costs when you get into this price range.
That's the thing I love about you guys, though. You have that variety. You know, you can go as low as Wicked Ridge, way down there, and still built in America. And then you go all the way up to 4,000 with these high-end scopes and all this stuff. It's great, though, because it gives the consumer a huge variety to choose from based on what they can afford. So that's really important, and it's a really thing you guys do really well.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. And I think one of the things that I feel that we do well from our product team and our engineering team is really listening to customers. So we really harp on, you know, we're really big on gathering reviews, gathering feedback, and taking that feedback and figuring out what that consumer wants. So when we bring out a $4,000 crossbow, that crossbow might not be for everybody. We understand that, but there are consumers that do want that crossbow. Similar to the Turbo S1 and our other bows in our lineup, all of them are designed to meet that the demand of the consumer and what they are telling us that they want in a crossbow. So that is the Turbo S1. Now, we also have our Viper. I don't have that crossbow here on the hunt, but the Viper S400, we've also packaged that with the Burris Oracle X range-finding scope. And that one is really the most affordable range-finding scope out there right now, range-finding crossbow out there right now. It's priced at right around $2,500. And so we've taken our Viper, which is still in the lineup, but our Viper, I mentioned the reviews that we collect. The Viper has been one of our highest rated bows over the past 2 years in terms of number of reviews, in terms of average rating. And so we've really kind of taken it to a whole new level with that Burris range-finding scope.
You guys can find that online. Amazing package here. I'm looking on your website right now. 400 feet per second, 7.2 inch axle. This thing, whew, looks good. I love that platform. You're right. That's one of the best selling platforms you guys have had, this Viper. And to add this Oracle to it is so exciting to me. And especially at the price, you guys got on here for $2,550. Yeah. So, I mean, that's a sweet deal right in the middle there. If you don't want to go, you know, to the fastest bow in the world, gives you something in the middle there, you know,
yeah, that's certainly still a great option. Certainly. So again, talking options, you know, there's, like I said, there's multiple range finding options across our high end lineup now. Okay. So our Titan, which, you know, people that are familiar with the 10 point or, you know, just crossbows in general, we've had a Titan crossbow in our lineup for probably 20 years now. We had, wow, you know, a Titan TL4, a Titan TL9, a Titan HLX. It's kind of our Ford F-150 that, you know, every couple of years we revamp it. It gets better, it gets stronger, it gets faster. And so we've taken that and then put a decocking system on it, which starts at $999. So it's the AccuDraw decock, which I have here, and then also an AccuDraw 50 decock, which is a sled. So the AccuDraw decock is similar to the AccuSlide and our AccuDraw. It's kind of a combination of the two, but it offers decocking. It's our first mid-price 10 point to offer decocking. So similar to the AccuSlide, it's silent, it's simple, and it's safe. So this bow right here with the AccuDraw decock on it is $1,099. And obviously the big selling feature here is the ability to decock that crossbow. It has our, here's a look at the trigger box. So that is our new D1 trigger, which combined with the AccuDraw decock actually allows you to decock the crossbows.
Crossbow hunters, you know the feeling, right? You've just finished up your hunt, didn't get the opportunity to take a shot. Typically now you'd head back to camp, drag out a target, shoot your arrow into the target to discharge your crossbow, or perhaps maybe you'd shoot it into the ground, but then you risk losing that arrow, possibly damaging or even breaking that arrow. The AccuDraw decock from 10 Point allows you to decock your crossbow. The great thing about the AccuDraw decock is it's safe. As I'm going through the decocking process here on this crossbow, I can remove my hand from the handle at any point. It does not spin wildly out of control, potentially damaging the bow or injuring yourself. It stops in its place. I can start the cocking process again. Again, I can remove my hand and it stops in place. Back through the decocking process, take my hand off, perhaps it slips off the handle, or maybe I have a bug on my neck I need to smack off. Whatever the reason may be, the AccuDraw decock allows you to safely decock your crossbow.
So the Titan's still shooting at 380, just like our current Titan.
And then this is also going to be in that Vectra pattern that I mentioned with the Turbo S1.
Wow, looks so good.
So we've come a long ways, you know, from the days of, you know, carrying a target around, throwing it out after the hunt, or shooting into the ground. Maybe you damage an arrow, you break an arrow. So we're really getting to the point, and we got some other exciting stuff coming up, but getting to the point where, why would you buy a crossbow that doesn't decock almost at this point? And so
We've
got it mid-priced in our lineup. We're really, really excited about it. That's the AccuDraw decock. It's silent, simple, and safe decocking on our new Titan decock crossbow.
Yeah, that is really cool. Is that going to be so can you get it with and without that decock?
Correct. So we still have the Titan M1 in the lineup, and then the Titan decock is a separate bow with either the AccuDraw decock or the AccuDraw 50 decock. Ability to manually cock your crossbow, decock your crossbow. So do you just put the sled back on the string, crossbow's cocked. Okay, I put the sled on, and similar to before, okay, I'm just going to press that decock button on the trigger.
Okay.
I'm going to take the handles off, and I'm going to quickly pull up, and when I hear a click, I'm going to let it down.
Wow, that's awesome. That is awesome. This is the one I saw earlier. Yeah, this is what I was talking about. So this has those handles that integrated inside there, and you just pop them off. That is so cool.
And that bow was decocked in, 2 seconds?
So, yeah, that was
amazing. For a guy like me and, probably a guy like yourself, that's so simple to use, so easy to operate, and so it's just so user-friendly and quick.
So that ability – you guys engineered basically two other decocking options, but those options – so I guess what I'm getting to is – the reason you wouldn't use the AccuSlide is probably cost, I'm assuming, because that's a great system. But I'm assuming that's a little more expensive. This gives a way for you to give a lower price to consumers who want a decock, is what I'm assuming.
Yeah, correct. And the AccuSlide's got a couple different features, right? It has the moving trigger, the trigger that comes down and attaches to the string. So, I mean, it's a different system. But the idea with that gear stop mechanism, the idea is very similar to the AccuDraw decock.
Okay. Yeah. I was just saying, because most companies will have like just one option, right? You guys now have literally three decocking options and three price points, right? Your top notch stuff uses that slide. Whereas these lower end ones might not use that, but it still have the ability to do it. And actually it's actually very impressive, because you then just recreated the whole trigger system area to like be able to do it. So it's pretty cool. I really love that.
Yeah. The affordability factor of decocking. And it kind of gets back to what I mentioned before, like, everybody should be buying a crossbow that decocks now.
All made in America, right? You guys do all the stuff out of Ohio. And this is going to be an interesting year for you guys. I mean, this Nitro 505, which we kind of know actually shoots higher than that, but like, I love that you guys didn't put it the higher speed. That's the smartest thing you could do, is just, set it somewhere where you're going to hit it. So this is going to be a great year, though. I'm really excited about this, because I just can't wait to see the response from consumers as they go with this bow. I know, knowing that you guys put more into the bow where it came to the limbs and the quality of the different parts on it to make it stronger, to handle the power. It's really, really impressive. So I'm looking forward to that.
I would just say too, like, the most exciting part for all this is we are currently, it's December 14th launch day. So we've already been building Nitro 505s. We've already been building Turbo S1s. A lot of them are already out at the local dealers, the shops, online. The Titan Decock will be available right on January 1, coming out in 2022. So, we've always really prided ourselves on that when we launch a product, it's been designed, it's been tested out in the field, and it's ready to go, right? It's not a concept. It is, that bow is ready. It's being built. It's already been tested. It's already, been sent out to field testers and whatnot. So the fact that we're already building these bows or out at dealers, I mean, that is just kudos to our production team, our procurement team, because, they navigated a really tough kind of 2020 and 2021. And, we were able to ship quite a bit last year to our dealers, even in the midst of navigating that year. And they've been able to pull this off to where we are building these new bows right now. And Dave, I can tell you at 10 point, like, we really, really take pride in that. We really, really do. So
I think it's always well done with 10 point. And everybody I know has one, loves them. They never have issues with them. I mean, it's just, to me, it's like, the top notch of the class, right? Like, I feel like when you talk about crossbows, you guys have your own category because it's just such a high category to beat and to get into. I mean, the way you guys have that variety of bows and so many, again, to choose from is absolutely incredible. Adding on these new scopes is not only, in my opinion, super smart, but, you know, I think it really helps people. I think people don't realize, you know, how important it is to be able to, like, you know, use these amazing tools, technology tools on a crossbow, considering the fact that you would have to go from a rangefinder, then figure it out. And then, you know, the animal can move 5 yards in that time frame. So it's really nice to have the ability. And we're seeing this on the compound bow side as well with Garmin and with Burris. So it's a very exciting time for archery is in general, just having that ability from both ends with those scopes. I think it's slam dunk, you know.
Yeah, and we've talked about it before, too, in terms of the range-finding scopes. Like, we're all about whatever's going to make you a more ethical hunter. So make a more ethical shot, taking the guesswork out of it, taking, you know, the days of gap shooting are gone. So anything that's going to help us as a hunter make a more ethical shot, I mean, we're all about it. And I think that there will be, if you haven't heard already, but I think that there will be some sticker shock when you see the Nitro 505 with the range-finding scopes on there. You know, it's up at $3,700, $4,600. But we also have an option at the $3,000 price point if you're not looking for that range-finding scope. So we're certainly excited. I think that our engineers have done a tremendous job. Like I said, kudos to them and kudos to the product team because every single year they continue to kind of take it to the next level. And then, you know, we get the fun part about going on and telling everybody about it. So they've done a tremendous job, and we are really, really thrilled for 2022.
Yeah, I'm excited. I think everybody will be excited when they get to put their hands on this baby coming up. But this, you know, I think you guys did the right thing offering it with the basic, or, you know, having a basic scope on it at the 3000 mark, because I mean, that's about the right price point period for the class and where it's at. So, I mean, realistically, I feel like that might even be a little bit low, maybe by a couple $100. So I think you guys, you know, for someone to go out right now and buy the fastest crossbow in the world for 3000, I mean, that's like a great deal in my opinion. You don't have to get these scopes. You don't have to. I mean, it's the way it is, but you can.
And if you compare it, you know, our Vapor that shot 470 was priced at, you know, $2,900. So the Nitro 505 is still right in that price range, and it's way better, right? So
yeah. That's absolutely incredible. Here, this is going to be, you know, history making these next couple months here for you guys, especially having this fast of a bow. It's absolutely incredible and mind blowing, really.
Good, good. Well, we appreciate having us on. We appreciate your support, and we appreciate, you know, everybody over at Bowhunter Planet, all your crowd and all the guys that work there, you know, continuing to kind of help move hunting in the right direction.
Thanks so much. And thanks everybody for watching the Boner Plant podcast. Head over to 10pointcrossbows.com. Check out the Nitro 505. Get to your dealer and shoot it. If you don't believe us, the speed is there. So it's absolutely incredible and you're going to love it. And thanks for watching.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.